Hello and welcome to the Oracle of Light. I'm Shauna DeMellon. I'm a lifelong medium and certified life coach. And making the connection with the afterlife has brought me the greatest joy. Since losing my son Jack, I have navigated grief, heartache, and despair. And it was through connecting with my son on the other side that my heart began to heal and I was able to find joy and meaning in my life again. Now, I'm inviting you into this space as I explore the afterlife, the grieving process, and rebuilding after loss. If you'd like to discover the spirit world and how to move through the loss of a loved one or child, you have come to the right place. This is the Oracle of Light. You are listening to the Oracle of Light. I am your host, Shauna DeMellon. We took a little bit of a break and we are back, super excited for our lineup of podcast episodes that are coming your way. Super excited. The energies have been so intense in April, and so many things have been moving and shifting and shaking. And so it's nice sometimes to take a little bit of a breather, take a break and sort of reset, and then we go again. And if you're new here, I'm a professional medium. I have seen spirit since as early back as I can remember. I used to call them the see-through people. And I work one-on-one with clients. I teach classes. I facilitate all over the world. And I am just so honored and so grateful that you are here to share this space with me. In today's episode, we are going to talk about making the connection. And I have a quick exercise to take you through to help you to experience the energy of a loved one on the other side. Yes. So I often tell people you don't need to be a medium or see a medium to make the connection with your loved ones in spirit. And oftentimes when people book in for sessions with me, they'll tell me, you know, I've been having dreams and I see repeating numbers and I get signs all the time, or I hear, you know, someone calling my name. You know, I smell my grandmother's perfume, or I just know that there's something that's different. There's something shifted in the energy in the room, or I feel like a draft and I feel something, you know, out of the corner of my eye, and I look and there isn't anything there. And so there are a multitude of different ways that our loved ones in spirit will let us know that they are with us. And now, if you haven't heard of them before, the spiritual gifts, as I call them, abilities, gifts, capacities, are known as the clairs. We have four main clairs. We've got clairvoyance, which is our clear seeing. So repeating numbers, orbs of light, vivid dreams, signs, getting those signs from our loved ones. Those are all clairvoyant. Clairsentient is our clear feeling. So feeling things, feeling, getting goosies, heating up, cooling down, getting really excited, feeling very emotional. Those are all clairsentience. Clairaudience is our clear hearing. We may hear someone calling our name and there's no one there. We may turn on the radio and there's a song speaking right to our heart. We may overhear a conversation. This is our gift of clairaudience. And claircognizance is our clear knowing. So it's like we have no logical explanation as to how we know this information. We just do. It's like the information is dropped even before the question is asked. Okay. So those are the ways that our loved ones in spirit will make the connection with us. One of those four main ways. There's also clairaugusta and clairaudience, which are clear taste and clear smelling. Those are not as common, but they are there. Okay. So in this moment, I want you to just start to think about which of those gifts would be your strongest. Which one stands out to you the most in this moment? Because that is the way that your loved one is going to connect with you and communicate with you first and foremost. Okay. So I have a quick exercise that I want to take you guys through. Let me just find it. There is a quick exercise that will help you determine what your strongest gift is. My computer is not cooperating. Just give me a sec. Give me a second. One moment. No, it's just not. It's just not going to cooperate with us. And that's okay. Sometimes, I don't know, sometimes it's just doing really weird stuff. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. So if you're driving, please listen to this another time. You know, you can sit in a quiet space. You can light a candle, create a sacred space for yourself. And so what is your primary clair? So I want you to think of this, okay? When you initially meet someone new, what's the first thing that you tend to notice about that person? A, the way the person looks, such as their clothing, their hair, teeth, shoes, or general attractiveness. B, how you feel around the person, such as being comfortable, amused, safe, and so on. C, whether you find the person interesting or believe this may be someone who can help you out in your career, as an example. D, the sound of the person's voice or laughter. Okay, now I'd like you to think back to a vacation that you took. What stands out most in your memory? A, the beautiful sights of nature, the architecture, or something that you witnessed. B, the peaceful, romantic, restful, or exhilarating feelings associated with the trip. C, the important and interesting cultural and/or historical information that you learned while traveling. Or D, the sweet silence, the crashing surf, the chirping birds, the rustling leaves, music, or some other sound. Okay. And now I'd like you to recall a movie that you truly, truly enjoyed. You just couldn't get enough of it. And when you think of that movie, what comes to mind first? A, the attractive actors and actresses, the lighting, the costumes, or the scenery? B, the way the movie made you laugh, cry, or moved you in some other way? C, the interesting plot or the life lessons that you or the movie's characters learned during the story? Or D, the musical score or the sound of the actors and actresses' voices? Okay. Now I want you to note your answers to the above questions. And most likely you've answered two or three questions with the same letter, which signifies your primary clair or the dominant way in which you process information about the physical and spiritual world. Okay. And this is what the answers mean. Mostly A answers, that's clairvoyance. Your loved ones speak to you through mental images, signs that you witness with your physical eyes. Mostly B answers signify clairsentience. Your loved ones speak to you through your heart and your body. Mostly C answers signify claircognizance. Your loved ones speak to you through wordless impressions that you receive in your mind. And mostly D answers signify clairaudience. Your angels speak to you with words that you hear inside or outside your mind. Okay, so having an idea as to what your strongest clair is, and you may have one or two that are kind of close, but just for this exercise, pick one. Okay, perfect. Now, I want to expand your energy out. You see, when our energy is nice and expanded, we're not worried, we're not upset. When our energy is expanded out, we can receive and perceive so much more. So this isn't a doing, just as you're sitting there, just allow your energy to expand. And you don't have to do anything. As I'm speaking the words, your energy is going to already do it. So your energy is going to expand to fill the house that you're in, the house or the room, the building, the city or the town, province, state, the country. It's going to travel through the oceans, the mountains, the fields, the deserts. It's going to travel through all the cities, the forests, okay, the rivers. Perfect. And your energy is going to expand to encompass the entire earth. And it's going to expand down into the heart of Mother Earth. And we're going to gift her with this beautiful energy. And she's going to gift back with this beautiful emerald green, healing, grounding, nurturing energy. And our energy is going to come back from Mother Earth up through all the beautiful crystalline energies of the earth, back up through the ocean floor, back up into the atmosphere around the earth, and our energy is expanding to fill the entire earth. Good. And now our energy is going to expand out even farther than that. And our energy is going to expand out to encompass all of us, all of the beautiful essence of us. Okay, perfect. Okay, and now from this space, I'd like you to invite your loved one's energy in. Just think of your loved one. Ask your loved one in your mind or out loud, ask them to bring their energy closer. And just as you're doing that, it's happening. Okay? Perfect. So, with this energy, I want you to just sit here for a minute. Okay? And just allowing yourself to energetically align with your loved one's energy. And again, we're going to bring that energy closer. And as your loved one comes closer, they're going to amplify the energy. And just inviting them in really close and allowing yourself to receive the beautiful energy and love that your loved one has for you. And just be aware, you may notice, depending on which one was your strongest gift, you may feel emotions, you may get emotional, you may just know that they're there, you may feel a temperature shift in the room. It may be so subtle that you might even think, I wonder if this is happening. Is this happening? And just know that you can listen to this podcast episode at any time. You can do this exercise again and again, okay? And bringing your loved one's energy in closer. Perfect. And just knowing that your loved one is there with you. And if you're not receiving anything, it just means we need a little bit more practice. Okay? Yeah. And you are receiving this beautiful energy from them. And they're receiving this beautiful energy back from you. You're gifting and receiving the energy. Perfect. Okay, good job. Now your loved one's energy is going to stay there with you. And I want you to just bring your energy, your focus back to my voice. Good job. Okay. So that is something that you can practice every day if you'd like to. You can practice that and bring their energy closer. It just takes practice. It really, truly just takes practice. And then invite your loved one into your everyday world with you. Ask them to show you a sign. If you're receiving signs already, ask them, I'd like more of that, please. I'd like more signs from you. Can you show me that you're there with me? I'd love to feel that you're here with me. I'd love to know that you're here with me. And just know that as you think of your loved one, their energy is there with you in that exact moment. Okay? And as you continue to practice, this will get easier and easier. And now here are some of the signs. You may be aware of some of these signs. And now that's going to be some of your home play, is to practice receiving your loved one's energy, perceiving it, feeling it, experiencing it in a way that's perfect for you, and to ask your loved one to give you signs, okay? And keep asking them until you see them. And as soon as you see that sign, thank you, more please. So you may have unexpected smells. Sometimes they'll send you a fragrance out of the blue to let you know that they're close, or it might be a specific cologne your loved one wore, the smell of smoke if they were a smoker, or even the smell of their favorite flower. I smell my grandmother's lily of the valley, and I smell my grandfather's cigarette smoke. Mm-hmm. Coins. I find dimes all the time for my grandfather. I have a little collection of them. So you may find dimes. If you see the date, that date on the coin may have a specific meaning. It could be the year that your loved one transitioned. It could be the year that you were born. So have a look at the date and have a look at the month as well. The date, like have a look at that entire date, because there may be another message specific for you on that coin. It could be, you know, a birthday, an anniversary, a date that was significant to the two of you. Okay. music from the afterlife. I love the music from the afterlife. It is so beautiful. Musical signs will show up, you know, birthdays and anniversaries. You may randomly hear a song, like you'll turn the radio on and there's their favorite song playing. Or, you know, it could be the song that you danced with your dad at your wedding. Or it could be a song that just, you feel like it's speaking directly to your heart. That is from the other side. That is a sign from your loved ones. And when you hear a song and it instantly makes you think of your loved one in spirit, that's them. That is 100% them. Do you ever look at pictures and you can see orbs of light? I've shared this story several times. There was a birthday party for my daughter. I think she was like 6 or 7. And we had all these little girls in the basement and there was a Dora pinata. They were trying to get at this pinata. And I just heard, you need to be filming this. So I went and I got my camera and I was filming it, making a video, watching the girls, you know, try to get this pinata open. And I filmed it, took pictures, and then I forgot about it. And the next day I was uploading my camera, the little USB card to my computer, and the pictures that came up and the video, it looked like there was a snowstorm. I unfortunately lost that computer years ago and they weren't able to recover the pictures, but it was so incredible. Like it literally looked like a snowstorm. And when you zeroed in on each of the orbs, they looked like sacred geometry symbols. They were so beautiful. They were fractals of light. They're absolutely stunning. And now those are beautiful, beautiful ways that our loved ones are coming together. I always say spirit loves a party. So our loved ones, even though they no longer have their physical body, they're still very much alive in spirit. They are there. They're at the weddings. They attend their own funerals and celebrations of life. They do. They are there with you for birthdays and Christmas and anniversaries and any sort of special event. They are there. Absolutely. There have been some weddings I've attended, and afterwards looking through the pictures, you could see images, like there were empty spaces or empty chairs, and you can see the faint outline of an orb that's sitting there. You can see the energy. It's fantastic. Other ways that we'll receive signs from our loved ones are in our dreams. And now something to remember, that if you were not a vivid, lucid dreamer before your loved one transitioned, chances are that isn't how they're going to come through to you. Okay. So just knowing that they could come through in your dreams. And if they do, what we want to ask them is before you go to sleep, say, I would love for you to visit my dreams tonight and please wake me so I know it's you. Okay. Dreams are so beautiful. Dreams are really, really special. And it's a really easy way for our loved one to reach out. Okay. And your mind will enter into an energy space and your loved ones can utilize that space because our logical, busy, everyday list-making mind, that part of our mind is at rest and it makes it easier for them to make that connection. Okay. And they can pass along a message. They can show you how beautiful it is on the other side. I know my son Jack used to come into my dreams and we would go flying. Mm-hmm. I haven't had one of those dreams lately. I should ask for one of those. Those are so amazing. Another thing that they'll do is they'll wake you up at the same time. Usually at 4:44 is when my son wakes me up. So if you're waking up at the same time every night, then have a look at that. And just instantly, who do you think of when that happens? Okay. Who from the spirit world comes into your mind? Okay. And just take a moment to acknowledge, you may wake up at the time of their passing. They may be waking you up just to say hello. Okay. Repeating numbers are another beautiful way that they're letting us know. Sometimes there was a family I read for a few months ago and their loved one transitioned on the 11th of November. So he just kept showing me 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11. And they would see it on the microwave. They would see it on the clock. They would see it on their phone. 11, 11. It was everywhere. And that was a beautiful way for him to say hello and let them know that he was there with them. And I find that the repeating numbers are a beautiful way of the spirit world confirming and letting us know that we're on the right path, letting us know that they're still with us. So it may just be a little hello, letting you know that you're on the right track. It may have significance. It could be, you know, 333. Maybe their birthday was, you know, March 3rd, you know, or it could be, what's another good example? It could be December 1st, right? So it could be 12-1, or there's so many ways that they can wrap that up into numbers for us. Okay. I love it when the lights are flickering. I do. I walk into the room and the lamp, this one lamp usually flickers and it's like, hello, I see you. And the TV turns on and off. The volume goes up and down. Phones turn on and off. Sometimes my phone will start playing music and it's like, hey, I'm nowhere near the phone. I don't know what it's doing. And this is usually a really easy way for our loved ones to let us know that they're still with us is through electronics, because even though they no longer have their physical body, they're 100% alive in spirit, and their energy, they're 100% energy now. So it's very easy for them to adjust the electronics. Very easy for them to do that. Some other signs are dragonflies, butterflies, rainbows, hummingbirds, cardinals. Birds are huge. What else? You can tell if there's a butterfly that's flying around, if you're not sure, is that just a butterfly or is that my loved one? You can tell if it is. Is it interacting you in an unusual way? Is it circling around your head? Is it sitting on your shoulder? Or if it triggers a memory of your crossed over loved one, that's them. Years ago, my father-in-law transitioned. And before we left our last trip, when we were visiting him, there was a huge dragonfly that landed on his hand. And it was the coolest thing ever. And I remember I had just gotten back to the car after a hike and I got the call. And I said, okay, well, I'm home in about a half hour, 45 minutes. And I closed my phone and all I heard was get out of the car. So I get out of the car and I look around and there were hundreds of dragonflies flying around the car. And that was him. I could see him. I could hear him from the other side. And to this day, every now and again, there's a dragonfly that'll just kind of face bomb me. It'll come at me. It's like, hey, stop it. That's another beautiful way that they let us know. There are so many signs. Seriously, there's so many signs. Heart rocks, that's another sign from my son, Jack. I always find heart rocks everywhere. There are a multitude of different signs that our loved ones give us from the other side. Hearts in general, some people just find hearts everywhere they go. And just knowing that they are still very much a part of our world and they're literally a thought away. So you can practice, you can listen to this again. You can expand your energy out. Have your loved one's energy come closer. Practice with what your strongest gift is. And then ask your loved one, ask them to give you the signs and ask them to let you know that that's them. Show it to me. Keep showing it to me till I know it's you. And every time you see a sign or find a sign or have an experience of your loved one, say, thank you more, please. Thank you more, please. And let me know. Let me know how you make out with that. I would love to hear all about it, what your experiences are, what the signs are from your loved ones. Please do drop me a line and let me know. And if you are available, April 27th, I am teaching my Heart's Desires class. In this class, I connect you in to your heart, connecting you with your higher self, and you will experience and know firsthand at least one of your heart's desires. And then I connect you into the future version of it. There's a version of you that already has it, already has the result. And then we want to feel, what does it feel like to have that result and bring that energy right back here to the present moment? I mean, yes, there's a version of you that has it. So we're just going to get aligned with that version and bring that energy back into the present moment. And as soon as you are in alignment with whatever that heart's desire is, it has to show up. So if you have something in your life that hasn't shown up yet, it could be a not yet, or there could be something blocking it. So we'll also go through common blocks as well and start to really shift that and open that up for you. All the info is in my bio on the website at livealifeyoulove.org. I'll also include it in the show notes. And if you need help with anything bigger, if I can help you unpack anything bigger, a multitude of different options for working together, coaching, VIP days, we've got individual sessions, anything and all that I can help you with, please feel free to drop me a line. I send you mountains of love. Have fun with that and let me know how you make out. I will talk to you very soon. Bye for now. You can find me on Instagram at Shauna DeMellon Medium. or visit my website at livealifeyoulove.org, where you'll find my offerings, including my Growing Up in Heaven program that teaches you how to make the connection with your son or daughter on the other side. Thank you for listening, and see you next time here on the Oracle of Light.